Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of October 2017. Gujarat High Court has rejected Zakia Jafri's plea challenging a magistrate order upholding SIT's clean chit to then Chief Minister Narendra Modi and others on allegations of larger conspiracy in connection with the 2002 post-Godhra riots. Allahabad High Court has turned down a petition challenging an Uttar Pradesh government order that made singing the national anthem compulsory in all schools, including madrasas. The six-member Monetary Policy Committee of Reserve Bank of India, headed by Governor Urjit Patel, has left the short-term lending rate, also known as repo rate, unchanged at 6%. Supreme Court has ruled that criminal proceedings in serious offences like rape, murder, dacoity and financial fraud cannot be quashed even if the parties settle the dispute amicably, as such offences are not private in nature. Supreme Court has expressed shock at an affidavit filed by Jammu and Kashmir's top lawyers' body listing the accession of Kashmir to India, rigged elections and the catch and kill policy of security personnel as historical reasons behind the street violence and protests in the valley. Supreme Court has said that Karthi Chidambaram, who is being interrogated by the Central Bureau of Investigation in a corruption case, can't travel abroad till the 9th of October. The lookout notice against him, which alerts airports to stop a passenger from traveling abroad, will continue till at least the 9th of October, the next date of hearing, the court said. Madras High Court has dismissed a petition challenging the appointment of Justice, retired, A. Arumugasamy as a one-man commission of inquiry to probe the death of AIADMK leader J.J. Alalitha. Delhi High Court has sought clarification from Delhi government and has wanted to know if there was any delay in processing of parole and furlough applications by Delhi government and sought to know the reasons behind it. Madras High Court has directed a senior official of Sri Ramanathaswamy Temple in Rameswaram to file a fresh counter pertaining to the missing temple jewels, saying the counter filed already was not satisfactory. Delhi High Court, while upholding a trial court order to sentence a man to life imprisonment for raping his 9-year-old daughter, has said that the testimony of the prosecutrix, the victim, if well-founded and trustworthy, is by itself sufficient to convict the accused.